We felt like agriculture came out very good again this year. We saw some improvements in the state budget. We're going to continue to add to the county extension personnel that we need so much in our industry. And so we saw the budget's going to allow for 12 more county agents as well as some new specialists to come in. 4-H received some funding. Young Farmer Program received funding. So we feel really good about where that final budget ended up.
Now, one big issue for agriculture during this year's session was the Georgia Agricultural Tax Exemption, or GATE card, and Toler explains how that came out.
Well, the Ag Tax Exemption Program, or GATE card, as most of us know it as, was being looked at for some changes this year, and it's going to continue to be a focal point of legislators moving forward. But the good news is this year we were able to stop the legislation that was moving forward because it actually had a lot of penalties in there for the ag retailers. We don't need to sacrifice the program by making the ag retailers be the policemen of the program. So we'll continue working on this issue, and then we'll look in the future to see what changes we can be made to improve the program for both the retailer and the GATE card holder. It's important that it work for both segments of the economy.
To learn more about this year's session, go to the Georgia Agribusiness Council's website. That's ga-agribusiness.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.